Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Breathe, your stress-less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide to help you relax, take a break from the everyday stress, and renew your spirit and emotions with God's promise from His Word and a practical soul care tip so you can do something loving for your emotions and your body with God together based on science and scripture. How has this week been for you? We just are celebrating Memorial Weekend, and it's a wonderful time to remember the goodness that we experience in America is due to the sacrifices of people who have served us through the armed forces and the military. So for those of you who are here in the U.S., I'm curious, did you do that barbecue? What did you do? Did you do a picnic? Well, I just want to welcome everyone who's listening all around the globe. I want to share my appreciation for you because our Breathe community has been such a blessing. You've encouraged me in my ministry. Thank you for those who have placed a review wherever you're listening, whether it's on Spotify or Apple iTunes or wherever you're listening. Thank you for taking time to leave a review. And for those who haven't done so yet, that would just bless my heart. It would help this podcast get to new ears and new hearts. Take a moment and place a blessing by putting a review on. It really helps this ministry to reach more people. Well, one of the things that's always curious is how we often forget that there is goodness, because when stress overwhelms us, how do we actually feel that peace? How do we feel that joy? And so today we're going to talk about a simple way to get renewed, to experience God's goodness, because faith is putting what we believe into action. So we don't just stop by knowing the truth. We want to experience the truth of God's peace and joy. And so this is what we're going to talk about today, a simple way that we can be reminded of God's goodness. And as we do this, I want to ask you, what's something you remember from your childhood that gives you peace or joy? Specifically, what brings a sunshine smile to your face? It's so interesting. In the news, there was a big news item this week that talked about a favorite from our childhood soon disappearing from the menu at Dairy Queen. How many people have this memory of DQ enjoying a cone that's called a cherry dipped cone? Well, there was a big news because somebody shared it on TikTok. I'm not on TikTok, but the news said that it garnered over millions and millions of views. 3.7 million times the video where somebody shared that the news from Dairy Queen, they're going to phase out the cherry dip, and everybody just went crazy because so many people have wonderful memories of going there with their dad or their grandparents, stopping by just for that cone. And it's amazing how much these little things matter to us. But why is it that those little things are the first things that drop off our list when we let busyness take over and our stress, anxiety, or worries? Just those are the things that crowd out the things that help us and matter the most. Well, as I asked you, what are some of those childhood favorites that bring a smile to your heart? It's actually May, the month of Mental Health Awareness Month, and I haven't talked about it yet, but it's also AAPI Heritage Month, which is the Asian American Pacific Islander Ancestry. And so I wanted to share with you, I have a book. It's called Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness. And it came out during the pandemic. It was released in 2021, and it won the Christian Book Award finalist. I wanted to share with you, as you're looking for books to take with you on your summer trips for reading on the beach or up in the mountains, at your lake, or wherever it is that you enjoy summer vacation, pick up Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness. That is my memoir about trying to find my father. I was born in San Francisco Chinatown to a mail order bride from Hong Kong. She was 17 years old. When she had me, I had a teenage mom. And then my father was a busboy in a noodle shop. Yes. And so how did God bring me to know him and find my father? I went on a journey to find him because he left when I was seven. And when I had my two baby boys, I realized I needed to find out my history. When did my father come to America? Why did he leave? Why did he never write back? And in this journey of trying to find my father, God showed me the importance of my true worth. It just explores 28 different areas of our true worth as God's beloved daughter. Wanted to share that so that you can pick up a book and also pick up Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. It's become the number one audiobook on Amazon new release, number one in meditation on Kindle, and number two in spiritual growth. And I thank you. It's because of you that I have this ministry to be an author to encourage you. So if you haven't done so, pick up a copy of Sweet Like Jasmine or Breathe. It would be a blessing. There's just a few days left for a special free bonus that I'm offering during the month of May, which is a free audio quiet time for scripture meditation. You also get a free 5-day devotional you're worth taking care of. And you also get free 12 breath prayer cards. So just go to thebonniegray.com/May, M-A-Y. And that is lasting only for a few more days. So make sure you enjoy this bonus. Well, getting back to how do we focus on that goodness? I talked about that cone that everybody is now wanting to go to DQ for. How much time do you take to do things, simple little things that bring a smile to your heart?
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
What is a childhood memory you have? A lot of times we feel that if those memories are brief, we feel maybe they're not as important as other things in our life. We think that once we grow up, we don't have time for these childish type of joys. But we need to remember that childlike faith is not childish. And in fact, Jesus says that the greatest in the kingdom, he brings a little child in front of us. And he says, this child, the childlike faith is the greatest in the kingdom of God. And in fact, whenever you welcome a child, you are welcoming me. So I just want to ask you right now for this week, what does a child in you need? What does a child in you long for? And one of the wonderful ways that God has given us ability to release serotonin in our body, that's the chemical that helps us to feel better. Also lowers cortisol, which is a stress hormone. It's through moments of goodness. It's through moments of goodness. So for this week, what is it that you can do that is, even though brief, for that brief moment, it'll help your system to relax and to release some God-designed hormones to help you relax. And I love this scripture. For today, I want to share the scripture with you, and I want to ask you, as I read it, what is the word or phrase that speaks to you? It's from Psalm 145, verse 7. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. There's something that's called adaptive use architecture. Is there anybody that loves buildings? Whenever you go to a new place or visit, do you notice the architecture of a building? There's something called adaptive use. It's an architectural term for the repurposing of properties that embody historical or cultural significance. An old army warehouse could be converted into an art museum. I live near Moffett Field in Mountain View, California. There's a Moffett Field, which has been army base for many, many years. And later it was given over to NASA. And so recently we decided we're going to go visit this old army base and they turned it into a museum. So that's an example where something that had a different use before is repurposed for a new beginning, a new usage. So taking this design approach to our own lives, it helps us to see God's artistic eye. God doesn't just erase our past. He uses the good things from our past so that we can have a new beginning. So as I first began today's podcast, I asked you, what was something as a child that you enjoyed that brought you joy? Don't just let those things go, but bring them back. Because those moments of God's goodness is where God was present with you, the child in you. And God uses every culture, every part of our story. God is an innovative architect. And he doesn't build cookie cutter strip malls. I think a lot of times we feel that a good life, how do you define a good life? Many times we look at other people and we might think, gosh, I wish my life was more like theirs. And yet God says, I love you. I see beauty in you. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, God says, do you not know that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you? God is using all the little moments in your life that might seem quirky or out of place, but yet those are the parts where you are most authentically you. And life becomes richer when you embrace the parts of you that uniquely enjoys the things that brings you joy. As a soul care coach, I want to ask you this morning, for the summer, when there's the sun is out, there's good weather, what is something that you can do that will bring joy to you? It doesn't have to be a big vacation, but something simple. And when I gave that prompt to this friend, I said, what's something simple that you enjoyed as a child? And maybe something that you never got a chance to enjoy. One of the things that this person said very vulnerably, and I related to, is just to have a picnic and just go to somewhere where it's beautiful, there's grass. It's so nice to be able to go to these open public spaces, enjoy the mountains, and then bring a picnic. It doesn't even have to require a lot of money. You can pack your own picnic, but there's so much to enjoy. That's something very simple that I've always wanted to do. I didn't grow up with a family that went on vacations. That's part of my story. And so it's very healing to be able to say, you know what? I'm going to take time out for something very simple. Going to pack a picnic lunch, go over even to Safeways to buy some snacks and chips. And I have two teenage boys, and that will be a perfect memorial weekend for us. Now, apply that to you. What's something simple that maybe you always wanted to do, but maybe you never got a chance to do? I would encourage you to do that for the summer, because as you create space for these simple things of God's goodness, you'll experience God's peace and joy.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
I want to finish today's time by guiding you to a verse that's very powerful. It's from Romans 8:5, and we're going to use this to practice our breath prayer. This is going to be a way you can know if you are able to step into making decisions that give you life and peace. Sometimes there's a common question. People wonder, well, what if I'm going through trials, going through challenges? It seems kind of out of place. It doesn't seem like I'm in the mood to do anything that would bring me joy. It seems like I need to wait until my problems are solved, wait until things settle down. It's actually the opposite. When we feel life's pressures and stresses, whether it's our health, our finances, parenting, ministry, I don't know what the challenge is in front of you, but God says, come this way. Come to this path where you can receive life and peace so that you can refill your soul, refill your resources. It's from Romans 8:5. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. The flesh is really just where we feel like we need to do things in order to feel like we've earned our way into peace or joy. We need to fix things. We need to accomplish things. That's the flesh, doing things on our own efforts. But those who live according to the Spirit set their mind on the things of the Spirit. The mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. So I want to bring your attention to the phrase, the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. What gives you life and peace? I encourage you, one of the prompts I give in my soul care coaching is to just brainstorm on a piece of paper. It's okay if you don't even journal, but for a moment, brainstorm all the things that you feel give you life and peace, make you light up. I'd like to encourage you to actually make space to do them in your summer plans. And maybe it's just this week, because it says those who live according to the flesh, it says the mind of the flesh is death. And the D word is disappointment, discouragement, or despair. If you're seeing those kind of things crop up on your heart, it's okay. Jesus invites you to move to the mind of the Spirit, life and peace. What is that for you? We're going to breathe in the mind of the Spirit. We're going to breathe out. It's life and peace. Inhale. The mind of the Spirit. Exhale. Is life and peace. What pictures come to your mind when you think of life and peace? This is just a wonderful way to be present with God as God is present with you. So today's soul care tip is about experiences. What helps us to be stress resilient? Studies show that it's when we have experiences, and novelty is a really big part of sparking dopamine. When we do something that's novel, that's just breaking from our routine, the brain gets dopamine hits. Now, social media gives us little micro hits of dopamine. The problem is that our brain likes that feeling and it's normal, but we need to keep refilling. That's why social media is often scrolling and just minutes go by, then hours, because we want that dopamine hit. We want those likes. So we want to see that we're getting those dopamine hits. But the way to really fill your heart and your soul and your body with healthy dopamine is experiences. So very simple. What gives you life and peace? And I'd like you to schedule that in for this weekend or this week. What's on my list? It's going to be DQ, making a stop there for a cone. What's yours? And may you create a memory, whether it's with your friend, or maybe with your children or your spouse, whoever that might be, create this memory and it becomes a memory of God's goodness. For you are the temple of the Spirit of the living God. So wherever we go, God is with us. And that is the difference between self-care, which is just doing things that are good for our bodies, versus soul care, when we do them together with Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful time. We could just take a break and be reminded that with you, we have goodness. Simple things you give us that bring us life and peace. Lord Jesus, I just pray for the beautiful one, the beloved one who's listening now, as we pause together, bring to her mind sparks of your love and peace, and remind her the butterfly that she sees, the ray of sunlight that warms her shoulder, or just the quiet peace of looking at the cloud you bring to cross the blue sky as spring turns into summer. Place your loving touch of peace on her heart this very moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I'm so happy for this month of May as we focus on mental health, Mother's Day, and also AAPI. Pick up a copy of Sweet Like Jasmine. You'll love it. It's become a wonderful way to step into a story. Stories are just one of ways to take a break from our everyday lives and see God show up in different people's stories and remind you of the times God showed up in your story. Pick up a copy of Breathe, 21 Days of Stressless and Transform Chaos to Calm, because you get those free bonuses in the month of May. Go to thebonniegray.com/May and you can enjoy all those free bonuses. And stop by and leave a review. That would be a blessing. It would help this ministry and I would just be so encouraged. So I'll see you next time. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.